From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of opponents of Venezuela's president took to the streets of Caracas Saturday as part of a week-long protest movement that shows little sign of losing steam. The government used armored vehicles and tear gas in an attempt to break up the crowd as it approached the headquarters of the state-run PDVSA oil company. Police in riot gear fired tear gas and rubber bullets at the crowd. Some demonstrators threw rocks, bottles, and tear gas canisters at police. Later, demonstrators attacked the country's Supreme Court building, smashing windows and setting a fire. Also, the offices of top opposition leader Enrique Capriles were set on fire by a tear gas grenade. The demonstration came a day after the government banned Capriles from running for office for 15 years. The opposition leader says that demonstrators can expect more of the same kind of abuse. He says, so we can expect more outrageous actions by the government. They could do anything, more human rights violations. We have to resist, and I'm here to resist too. Venezuela's political crisis intensified last week when the Supreme Court issued rulings curbing the powers of the opposition-controlled legislature. Thousands of people gathered in the French Basque town of Bayonne Saturday to celebrate the end of one of the longest conflicts in modern European history. The Basque separatist group ETA relinquished its last caches of weapons to French authorities. ETA has been designated a terrorist group by the U.S. government and has been blamed for the deaths of more than 850 people since the late 1960s. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Syrian opposition activists say an airstrike on a northwestern rebel-held town has killed at least 18 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that those killed in the Saturday strike in the center of Urram al-Yoz include 5 children and 2 women. Earlier, the observatory said a warplane struck Khan Sheikhoun, the rebel-held town targeted earlier in the week in an alleged chemical weapons attack by the Syrian regime. The activists said 1 woman was killed and 3 people wounded after being machine-gunned by jets in an eastern neighborhood. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed a total of 22 people, including a woman and her 6 children outside the Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa. Activist groups and the Syrian government say coalition planes hit a boat carrying civilians across the Euphrates River. Separately, an airstrike on the Islamic State-held village of Hanaida killed at least 15 civilians, including several children. Also Saturday, 1 woman was killed and 20 people injured in a bomb explosion aboard a bus in Homs. A U.S. Special Forces soldier was killed Saturday in Afghanistan while carrying out operations against the Islamic State group there. U.S. Navy Captain Bill Salvin, a spokesman for the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission in Afghanistan, said the soldier was killed Saturday during an operation against ISIS Khorasan in Nangarhar province. Hundreds of Swedes gathered on Saturday at the site of Friday's truck attack in Stockholm, building a wall of flowers on the aluminum fence erected to keep them away from the site's broken glass and twisted metal. The attack by an Uzbek man who drove a stolen truck into shoppers in Stockholm killed 4 people and wounded 15 others. Sweden's Prime Minister Stefan Löfven visited the site. He said that it's too early to say if the attack has any international connections.
It is way too early to draw some political conclusions of all this. This is a moment for sorrow, for grief. That's what we're doing today.
The suspect in the attack, a 39-year-old native of Uzbekistan who has been arrested by police, had been on authorities' radar previously, but they dismissed him as a marginal character. Meanwhile, police in Oslo, Norway, say they have neutralized an explosive device found in a busy downtown area Saturday night. The city's police chief said the device was found on the street outside the Grønland subway station. A suspect has been arrested, but police would not give further details. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.